This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbour.
It's 9 o'clock. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'll call meeting to order, and we'll have the approval of last month's meeting, or the last meeting.
I move to approve.
Okay, how about you? Second. Minutes are approved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Did you second, Bob?
Okay, no county business. Do we have any other county business that we need to start off with? Okay, Forest Service Law Enforcement Agreement.
Morning, Commissioners. I'll stand if that's okay. I got the email. Everything's good. Barry looked it over. The only thing that really changed is it up 2,000. So the equipment line is 2940. The patrol is 3260, which equals the 6,000. The equipment that we're buying this year, like active shooter med packs. So each one has like they're the higher speed trauma packs is what they are. So that's what we're using for equipment this year. And then the rest is patrol. So that's the only thing that's different. Is that fair? Right. So just ask that that gets approved and gets signed and gets sent off.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the law enforcement agreement with the Forest Service?
Move to approve the Forest Service Law Enforcement Agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to take some discussion on that?
If you got anything for the good of the order, does anybody have anything you want to say about the law enforcement agreement with the Forest Service? If none, all in favor of it again?
Aye.
Okay. Move on to the catering permits.
County Commissioner Sculptures.
Pardon?
The Sculptures.
Okay. County Commissioner Scholarships. We had several applicants this year, and the winners of the scholarships were Emma Perringer, Cora Turner, Cassidy Bessler, and Jeremy Hawley were the first and second runner-ups. KC High School selection was Casey Ledoux, and Lily Craigo got the second year scholarship, or renewal, I guess.
Move to approve the commissioner scholarship.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, scholarships grant are approved. Catering permits, the next up on the agenda. The cruise ship wedding reception at the Johnson County Fairground by the Taylors. Amanda Taylor's Invasion Bar. Have all of the fees been paid for that?
The fees have been paid. You can also see that we have accompanying a letter from the town of KC authorizing her user permit here at Fairmont.
All right. Well, we have a motion to accept the catering permit for the Amanda Taylor's Invasion Bar.
Move to approve.
Second. Second.
It is moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Extreme Bowls. Is the next catering permit that we need to discuss.
Mr. Chairman, I just like to remind you guys that this is the second year this gal has applied for this. It's just the sale of beer only for that event. Her paperwork is in order and her fees have been paid.
Okay. Extreme Bowls, and it's for
May 18th.
Yeah, who's the caterer?
Her name is Sarah Kendall. Sarah and Rob Kendall from Sheridan.
Okay.
And they come over and do that event. And as far as I know, there was no problems at that event last year. Was there, Sheriff?
No.
Hey,
So, Mr. Chairman, is this a malt beverage permit?
A malt beverage beer permit only.
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the Extreme Bowl writing catering and malt beverage permit for Susan Kendall?
Okay, I have a motion to approve the malt beverage for Sarah Kendall for the Extreme Bowls.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion about the Extreme Bowls catering permit? Okay, if none, I motion to approve.
Make motion to approve. Need the second.
Okay.
You just need to vote.
I'm sorry. Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Okay, problem gambling funds. Mr. Hawley, I understand you're the man with all of the information.
I don't know if I have all the information. Commissioner Novotny received the letter from the Department of Health for year two of grant funding through the Wyoming Gaming Commission. That funding last year was $300,000 statewide. Several counties chose to not accept those funds. Johnson County, you'll remember we did last year towards the fall. We were a little late to the game. That amount for this past fiscal year was $9,120 and some odd cents. Like most funding in our state, it's based on population. The information in that letter from NG Van Houten also indicated that they have $114,000 of rollover funds. So those funds from counties that did not accept the problem gambling funds will roll over into this next fiscal year, bringing the total statewide funding amount to just over $400,000. We've expended that this year with an awareness campaign using the marketing, the good marketing folks at the Buffalo Bulletin. Adelaide Wilson, who's with the Wyoming Council on Problem Gambling, if you did not know, has the office for the Wyoming Council right over here at the Civic Center. So we're fortunate to have probably the foremost expert on problem gambling prevention and treatment right here. We had hoped to start launching some trainings for providers in Johnson County, but Adelaide's had some health problems, so that hasn't happened yet. So I believe this item is on your agenda today to approve or to agree to accept problem gambling funds from the Department of Health for this upcoming fiscal year.
Okay. Are you aware of any problems with the gambling and the
Downs?
Wyoming Downs, yeah.
So that would be a law enforcement question. As far as from a prevention standpoint, we know that problem gambling is highly related to suicide. It's highly related to financial stress, all of those kinds of things as well. I could probably spend 20 or 30 minutes going into a deeper dive for that. We knew that when Wyoming said okay to gambling several years ago with the lottery, that all of these things would be happening down the line. And so the Wyoming Council for Problem Gambling, as well as your prevention services here in Johnson County, we're not against gambling, but We also know that just like anything else, it can be a very addictive behavior, whether that's substances or this behavior. And so simply what we seek to do with these very small funds is to raise the awareness that there are resources available, that help is available, and that if someone finds themselves in a difficult situation, there is help that can be accessed here locally in Johnson County as well as statewide and nationally. I could offer you some personal opinions, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here in a professional capacity.
Mr. Oma, have you had any problems with the winding down the gambling?
We have, well, the sheriff's office has not. And as far as I know, the PD hasn't either. They just opened up, right? Like a month ago?
2 months.
About 2 months.
2 months ago?
No, two weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. So, just other than seeing the traffic there, nothing yet. I do have a question. So do you guys have an anticipated income from that? Have they sent you any updates on that? How does that work?
You know, initially, they claimed that there would be quite a lot of revenue coming into Johnson County and the city of Buffalo. I guess it's a little premature to speculate how much it will be, but
that might be a question for Treasurer.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
Yes, so Commissioner Perry, we do build into the budget and anticipated revenue based off of the handle and the percentage that local government receives. We have not had any revenue the last 2 years, even though we've had an authorized gaming facility. So that money actually flows from the facility to the oversight board, which is the board that controls on-track racing and off-track racing, which then sends that over to the Department of Revenue and it flows back to us. So I think typically it's a 2 month lag time, but we really won't have a good anticipated forecast or projection for this revenue probably until July. So it'll be anybody's guess what we'll build into the budget. But it is a revenue split between the city and the county of where the facility is located.
Do you remember, Mr. Novotny, what their estimated revenue was going to be?
But Commissioner Perry, I think that they initially proposed that they would generate between $200,000 and $300,000 worth of revenue. Our initial estimate in the budget at about $50,000, but then the facility didn't materialize, and so we just haven't seen anything. But I don't really, I guess, have any idea. They certainly believe there are players in Buffalo, which is why they open, but what we will actually see, I think, is anybody's guess.
Well, thank you, Mr. Novotny. I kind of remembered those same numbers, but I was hesitant to repeat them. So, I need a motion to approve this grant from the Public Health Division. Public Health.
Move to authorize the chair to sign the agreement with the Wyoming Department of Health Problem Gaming in Johnson County for the Problem Gaming Fund.
I'll second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the gaming funds?
Just one other note that I'd like to make for the commissioners. Clerk Camino and I had a conversation. Was that yesterday, Jackie? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah.
Last week? I forget. It's budget time. And part of the difficulty of this budget, again, just to mention, is that we don't anticipate that all the counties will once again accept these funds. So we won't know what the revenue for this specific grant funding, known as Fund 69, probably until August or September. So the budget that Clerk Camino and I will present to you for this budget cycle will have an estimated revenue based on the $9,125 and the rollover funds from this year. And then we'll add funds when we know exactly what that amount is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If I recall, there was about a little over $1,000
left. $1,413.
We checked and said that we could roll that over, so that will be part of it.
Okay. If there are any more questions on the gambling funds, I have a vote on approval, or all in favor, aye.
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 Okay, motion carried. Next on the agenda is, looks like we're down to the vouchers. Have vouchers in the total of $250,431.10.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the bills and the vouchers? Everybody satisfied with what they saw?
I got my questions answered yesterday, so I'm good.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Paying the vouchers?
Aye.
Second. Motion carried, I'm sorry. Okay, we're down to the public comment section of our agenda. Has anybody got anything for the good of the order?
We will. Jody and Toby from the Tourism Association. We have put together some things to let Toby go over them. We've got banners for the KC, City of KC.
So it's a project we've worked on with Laurel Foster's on our board. Laurel, what's her last name?
Foster.
Yeah. On our board from the Hoofprints Museum. Worked on a project to have banners for the City of KC. So I worked with the city as well. And we have 10 different legends of KC that we found suitable pictures of. We could colorize them, put them on street banners, so they'll have a series of street banners in town on the main street. And we'll also have some information on our website where people can get more information about the people that are on those banners as well. So they'll scan a QR code at the museum or some of the shops that want to have a poster down there, and then find out some more information and background on some of the different legends of KC. So that's one of our projects. We're working on a similar banner project with the City of Buffalo, where we are operating a photo contest, and so we'll have some pictures of some of the better natural recreation areas in the county that'll be displayed on those banners in downtown Buffalo as well. So that's a project we're working on this spring also.
Really nice idea.
Thank you.
I appreciate all your effort.
We'll be presenting these to the City of KC next week at their meeting down there. And then we also produced rec cards ahead of the Governor's Conference on Tourism. We had a booth down there, so we had a series of four different rec cards. There's six of each of those, yeah.
Okay.
So one is for Crazy Woman Canyon. One is for the areas around KC, including the museum, the downtown, and then the Hole in the Wall, Chris LeDoux Park. And then one is for the Clear Creek Trail System, and one is just kind of the Western theme for Buffalo area. So those are available at the Sheridan Visitor Center, the one in Beulah, one in Cheyenne, kind of regional ones, so people who are closer to destination can see those and see what Buffalo has to offer. As we work on a larger print brochure, that'll have more information and be distributed around the region as well. So those are a couple of our projects at the moment.
Very good, thank you.
And then who do we talk to about possibly getting on the agenda for next month to do a full presentation of everything that we've got going and roll out of the new website?
By that time, I assume we will have a new secretary.
Okay.
I'll make a note of it. I have some other things, so I'll make sure and let you all know that they need to go on the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody. Mm-hmm. For your own, for everybody's information, I've been visiting with the library, and they're proposing a new library facility in KC. Whether it's a remodel or if it's a complete building is still up in the air. And that will probably be put on the ballot this year for 1% funding. Just want everybody to know that ahead of time, and the museum, or the library board will be here at the next meeting to present, but kind of give you kind of a heads up and something to look forward to. Okay, there's no more comments or information to be dispensed. I call for a motion for adjournment.
Give a second. Make motion to adjourn.
And go ahead, Bill.
One second.
Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carried. We're adjourned.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.